Number five.
When he was with the Philadelphia Eagles. And now he's got a new job. Donovan McNabb. Good morning, homie.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, man. You got a new job. You going back to the Eagles?
They could use
no,
you.
No, that's not in the cards. I'm enjoying every little bit of this TV deal that I'm doing at NFL Network.
Congratulations. And,
congratulations on that. Yeah, but if they call,
but do you watch the Eagles and go, uh-huh?
You know a lot of, huh?
Hey, I do. And you know what? That's the team that I spent 11 years of my career, and I enjoy the city and enjoy the coaching staff and organization. It's just unfortunate the way things are panning out right now.
Okay. Has Chicago called you?
Chicago has not called. And, you know, again, I'm away from the game. I'm enjoying the second chapter or third chapter of our career pretty much.
Okay.
So, you know, I just want to be the best at what I'm doing right now.
Donovan, are you in shape? Are you ready to go back if someone calls?
I am in shape and work out every day. But again, you know, I'm away from the game. I would love to see other guys get opportunities to step in. If it's the right situation, I would think about it. But right now, my focus is just being the best on TV.
So you're not saying no to not going back?
I'm not saying no. I mean, I think in every process in which you go through as an individual, you have to think about it. It definitely will cross your mind, and you know, you take some time to you know, weigh the pros and cons. But as of right now, I am away from the game.
All right, Donovan, here's a question for you. Who's your favorite quarterback as playing right now, and your favorite quarterback from the past?
Well, my favorite quarterback of the past was Warren Moon, a guy who I idolized and I communicated with all throughout my career, as well as to this day, of just the things that he went through and continued to stay focused and confident in himself that he would be able to go out with, given the opportunity to achieve great things. And he was able to do that, become a Hall of Famer, and set the stage for African-American quarterbacks like myself. And, you know, guys that I love to watch right now are these young rookies that are playing, RG3, Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson, those guys, as well as some of the second-year guys, the Cam Newtons, the Christian Ponders, those guys who I got a chance to watch while I was in the league. And just want to see those guys pan out and have great, great careers with given the organization.
Your favorite team growing up was?
Was obviously Chicago, being from Chicago.
That's right. That's
and then
right.
I disliked them after the 99 draft when they didn't move up to get me. But
they fell off your favorite
list. That was my team.
What's the best advice you can give these young guys? Because the game is different, and so how are you talking to them?
You know what? The game is a lot different. And if I can give them any advice and become a mentor to them, it's just to continue to stay focused, have short-term memory, stop focusing on what's been said on the outside, continue to have confidence in yourself, lift your chin high, become the big leader that you know you are, and just go out and just play football and enjoy yourself.
All right, Donovan.
NFL Network, congratulations.
Yeah, Donovan
McNabb. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
All right, number five.
I'm a big fan of you guys, too.
Thanks a lot, man. Bye-bye.
He's still number five, right?
Yeah, and number one in our hearts, yes.
You notice you didn't mention Vic's name, huh?
Gotta be there at the top of the hour. You've got 5 minutes.